to 2014 trade talks at the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City, Missouri, and standing here in the U.S. Soybean Export Council booth with me is Laura Fell. First of all, Laura, tell me a little bit about you and your background within the industry.
Well, my husband and I farm in near Shaler, Iowa, and I'm a member of the United Soybean Board, and I'm also chairman of the United Soybean Export Council, which is a group of United Soybean Board, American Soybean Association, state soybean associations, and industry. And our purpose is, as a nonprofit, to make sure that we have markets for our soybeans. And last year we exported over 60% of our soybeans. So it's so important that we have those markets open.
You talked about last year and export numbers. Let's recap the 2014 and last fiscal year a little bit more in depth. What were growers seeing?
Well, growers were thinking, I need to make sure that I have a product that is a great product that my end users want and that we have a supply. And so that's what the growers are thinking, and that we at USEC, our goal is to make sure that we have are working with our customers and end users overseas to make sure the trade issues, technical servicing, trade servicing, that we can help meet their needs with U.S. soy.
Well, looking into the next fiscal year, 2015, what do you see coming down the pipeline when it comes to numbers? We've had weather has been more of on our favor the last year, but what's the future looking like?
I think the future's going to be bright. I think we've got markets, and I think we've made those relationships. And that's so important when you're in trade, is to have those relationships. And I think we've been doing a great job making sure that our customers have the product that they need to fit their needs.
Well, you talked a little bit about sustainability and how soybean growers across the country are ensuring a safe, wholesome, sustainable product. Share some examples of that.
Okay. One of the things in sustainability, I like to divide it into three areas: environment, economic, and social. Now, environmentally, we've been through the USDA. We have had 75 years of conservation laws and practices on the books since the Dust Bowl. And so when we sign up for the farm program, we have to make sure that we're abiding by our farm plan so that we're not farming highly erodible plants. We're keeping cover crops. We're having waterways. That's why we're environmentally sustainable. Economically sustainable, U.S., we have to be profitable and it to be sustainable, or farmers wouldn't grow the crop. And socially, by growing soybeans, we're being great humanitarians by having that protein source to feed not only livestock and aquaculture, but also humans as well.
Well, lots of fun things happening when it comes to the crop and soybean industry. Thanks for recapping the last year. Looking forward to the next successful growing season. Talking soybeans with Laura Fell here at Trade Talk. I'm Jamie Johansson.